That's a really funny joke in Portland.
I'm sure it is. Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It is the Dark Mark Show, your Thursday night freak show.
There's so much fabulousness in here.
Fabulous Thursday night freak show. I picked the wrong night to be colorblind. I got to tell you something right now. We have in the studio.
Where's my dirty punk rock friend? I'm sure he's
on his way. Danger Russ is on his way, but we don't need a balance here because we've got the fabulous Emmy nominee.
Ooh, you have to say that with a drum beat or something.
Yeah. Emmy nominee, former Miss Gay San Diego, former Miss Gay Pride San Diego, Gay Pride Las Vegas, Gay Pride Portland.
A few.
All the
She's
prides.
Got a lot of prizes.
A lot of pride.
She's fabulous.
A lot of pride.
As yes, you should. Yay. Sasha Scarlett is here.
Yay.
Our new friend. And I never thought anybody could be more extravagant than our returning friend. People know her. People love her. People talk shit about me because they see me kissing her. It's Clonalyn Monroe.
I want to be seen kissing her.
By the way, it is Clonalyn's birthday.
It is, really?
She gets a birthday spank.
She's going to get a birthday spank. She turned one today.
Oh, no.
1 year today. We will talk about that.
Hard.
And next to me, the considerably not as extravagant, but no less fabulous, Josie Katz.
Yay.
You want to say hello to the Dark Minions,
the thunder
Josie?
Applause.
Hello, Dark Minions.
And while we wait for some more testosterone to come in here, but who cares? Why? I like Russ. We'll see if he comes down. I told him where it was. Hopefully he can text me your text,
he
Josie.
He lives close by.
I'm sure he does.
But okay, I'll text him.
He's probably intimidated by all this beauty.
I know I am. Yeah. Trust me. He's coming?
Where the hell is this place? Okay.
7th and Olive.
Crack and heroin.
It's on the corner of crack and heroin.
Yes.
Well, while we're waiting for Russ to come, I've got to say we've got two sponsors. And let's start off right now. Anybody who calls in 1-800-893-9562, I recommend you call in, talk to Sasha, talk to Clonalyn, talk to Josie, talk to me. But if you are the first one to name three actors that have played Dracula in the movies, you win a glow-in-the-dark reanimator shirt that we wore last week. I had five last week and nobody called because it's
really?
Too hard. Three this week. You get a glow-in-the-dark reanimator shirt courtesy of DammitTees.com, which is our new sponsor. Have you been on the DammitTees website, Josie?
I have.
They got some cool shirts out there.
It rules.
Exorcist
shirts.
Everything. They have like a lot of punk rock shirts.
A lot.
They've got, I mean, they've got, not only that, they've got Lenny Bruce shirts. They've got crazy.
They have old school punk rock
two-way army shirts. Who has two-way army shirts?
Nice.
DammitTees.com.
Collectible shirts.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. No, they got a lot of Tracy Lord shirts. They've got a lot of Elvira vampire shirts. It's good stuff.
Tracy Lord.
Yeah, so they've got, like, Behind the Green Door. They have a shirt for that, like old school porn.
Oh.
Old school horror movies. They've got Reanimator. They've got Frankenhooker shirts.
Frankenhooker?
You remember that movie Frankenhooker? They've got the shirts there. Go to DammitTees.com. If you go to DammitTees.com, do you remember the Dark Mark show discount? Remember last year when we had the Dark Mark discount at Fatal Impact?
We did.
They have the Dark Mark discount at DammitTees. If you go to DammitTees.
Did they say any of our names?
You can say anybody's name, Sasha, Clonalyn, even Danger Russ, Dark Mark, Josie Katz.
Nice.
Just say on the website, I heard it on the Dark Mark show, you get 10% off any order. So that's
that's value right there.
And of course, we are also sponsored by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow, or just go to darkmarkshow.com, click on the little Audible button next to my smiling face.
Make it easy.
You get
Make
a 30-day free trial at audible.com and a free audiobook. There's a lot of people that are clicking on, they haven't gotten that free audiobook. You can get the free audiobook. Join up with your Amazon membership. They don't charge you. The next day, cancel. You still got the book. You can't lose. And I will pick a book later in the show.
You have to go to the website.
You have to go to the website. You have to click on. You have to join a membership. So it's time, you ladies know, for the Josie Katz.
Oh, shit.
Hollywood.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
I always forget.
Do you want to do the Hollywood Report or not? Do you want to do the Hollywood Report or not, Josie?
I have to look at my Instagram and see what
I
did.
Well, let's play it. Yes, the Josie Katz Hollywood Report.
Josie, girl, you look so hot.
Baby.
Josie's remembering what she did this weekend.
That song.
You like that song?
That's a great song.
That's a Sex Junkie by Pissant with her singing.
Wow, no way. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, my first song I wrote for that band. It's very complicated.
Right. is Russ here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm getting text messages. Jeez.
Oh, I guess Russ won't be joining us tonight. That's fine.
he's intimidated.
He's in Burbank. Tell him.
Burbank?
Yeah, tell him.
That's close.
7th and Olive.
Yeah, we'll reschedule him. Anyway.
Oh, he went to the wrong...
Wait. Hold off on the Hollywood Report. We have a caller.
Oh, my gosh.
Caller?
It's probably Russ looking for directions.
Is that Russ? Is this Danger Russ? Hello, caller.
What?
You're on the Dark Mark Show. Who is this?
This is Kiki. Hi, Clownolin.
Hi.
Hi, Kiki. You know Kiki?
Oh, good.
You like my necklace?
My necklace looks great on you.
Oh, thank you. I got this in the mail today from Kiki.
Nice.
Oh, thank you, Kiki.
Nice.
Yes.
It's Clownolin's birthday.
Kiki, my birthday is coming up.
She made it for me. And she's the girl that makes all those pictures of me.
Oh, she paints those?
Yeah.
Oh, Kiki, I got to tell you, Kiki,
we love her.
You're fabulous, Kiki. The stuff that I've seen that you've done, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
She did that new picture of me that was there this morning.
Yeah, every time I post a picture, she's like, I don't post that picture. I look horrible. And you look, the camera loves Clownolin Monroe. Am I wrong? Kiki?
No, you're not wrong at all. You're completely right.
She's beautiful.
But he took pictures of me, you know, in the end of the night.
That was hardly the end of the night. Do you remember the real end of the night?
Of course I do.
Yes, those pictures are not for publication.
I never do anything wrong.
Never.
Kiki, do you want to win a Reanimator T-shirt?
I do. That sounds really awesome, especially a glow in the dark one.
Yes, it's a little green glow in the dark. It's a cool shirt. Name three actors that play Dracula in the movies.
I'll be picky now.
The ever-popular Bela Lugosi.
That's one.
Everyone knows that one. And then Christopher Lee.
That's two.
And George Hamilton.
That's true. Love at First... Was that Dracula in Love at First Bite?
Or a vampire?
Yes.
We'll give it to you. That's
Dracula.
Fine. Yeah, that's fine.
That's George Hamilton.
We would have taken Leslie Nielsen. We would have taken Gerard Butler. We would have taken anything. But
I'm so proud of you.
Kiki, you win.
Smart.
Kiki, if you can... email me at mark@darkmarkshow.com or just go through the website through the contact. Just go to darkmarkshow.com and just shoot me an email with your size, your address, your name. I will give it to damatees.com. You will get a Reanimator T-shirt.
Awesome. Yay. I love Dracula. I love any kind of vampires. The Dracula, of course, is a staple. So, yay.
Do you like Reanimator, the movie?
I did, yeah. I watched that with an ex. But, that doesn't matter. Yeah, I like the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what that means. But, Kiki, we're going to get back to the show. Thanks so much.
I love you. And
I love you too, Clownolin.
We love you, Kiki. Josie, tell Kiki we love her.
You guys too.
I love you.
I just gave everybody buttons of a picture that you made with the...
Oh, she did that picture.
The baby unicorn.
Cute.
I'm wearing it right here, Kiki.
We're showing
it on the camera.
There it is. I'm wearing mine on my vagina right after this.
Yes.
That's a little button.
That's the one with you, Penny the Unicorn, right?
That's my baby unicorn.
That's the one you're Penny the Unicorn. I've got on my car, Clownolin will tell you, because she put it there, is the picture that you made that was like the Madonna with her holding a unicorn.
Saint Clownolin.
Yeah.
Saint Clownolin. That's cute.
Yes.
I have that on my sketchbook, like on the outside.
Kiki, I need to have you draw pictures of me and Josie for the show, but we'll talk about it. There might be some more shirts in store for you. But Kiki,
awesome.
Kiki, contact me. Yeah, show that to the camera. That is beautiful.
That's
cute.
Yeah.
Bow down.
What a talented artist.
We're all bowing down to Clownolin.
Bow down to St. Clownolin.
Anyway, it's Kiki, thanks a lot for calling. And just contact me with all that information, and we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, we'll do. About to do that right now.
And the best part is you just knocked out the Hollywood Report, so we didn't have to worry about that. thank you, Kiki.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so we've got Sasha Scarlett here, Josie.
Still dealing with Ross.
Oh, is he wants to,
is he about?
He's out. He's in Burbank. He's a little
in the elevator between 3 and 4.
So he lives in downtown. He went to Burbank. And, okay, we'll have him on. We'll have him on another time.
What about Skid Row? Skid Row Studios says Burbank.
We'll have Russ on your birthday show on May 22nd. Okay. Because there's a lot of sexy guys and a lot of naughty hijinks that I have in store for you.
Ooh. Naughty hijinks?
My birthday's next month.
I'm going to come celebrate.
It's the first.
Everybody's birthday is in May.
Today's the first. It's May 1st.
Miss Poisonous's birthday is in May. We're going to have a show with her. Mm-hmm.
We're having a birthday party.
Well, we're in 2 weeks on May 15th. While you're in yoga class, 14th, 15th, I don't know. It's 2 weeks from today. The 15th? 1 plus 14 is 15?
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have her in. Anyway, let me get talk to Scarlett. You're distracting me. What? Sasha Scarlett.
Yes.
Sasha Scarlett.
We're just arguing over here.
You don't know what a big star this is, Sasha Scarlett.
Oh, shit.
She's open for Donna Summer.
I have.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Now, tell us about
that. How did you get that gig?
I was in Reno, and I was working at the El Dorado Hotel. They have a nightclub there called Babinga with my backup dancers, and it was fabulous. And Donna Summer came to perform there, and they asked if I'd open for her.
So, she has backup dancers, Josie.
Yeah, I have backup dancers. And they were absolutely really good dancers. And
we performed for her.
We did the after party, and I ended up doing several cities with her. It was cool.
That's amazing.
I don't tour with her now because she's dead.
That put a crimp in it. But
that, yeah, kind of,
well, she
yeah,
was cool, right? She was real nice, right?
She's actually kind of really Christian, and she lived in Brazil at the time. Right. But she was she has zillions of gay fans, of course.
Yes.
She's like one of the first gay icons, and she was great, absolutely great to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I've been starring this show on the Dark Mark Show, I told Josie on the air like a year ago, I said, I want drag queens. She's like, oh, I know a ton of them. I know girls on the RuPaul show, all this stuff. Yeah. How many drag queens have you booked on the show?
I haven't.
Exactly.
A couple of them are performers. You might know Eddie Delight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to play with them.
This is early by drag standards. This is early. Mm-hmm. They don't get going until like 11 o'clock.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I figured I'd wake a couple of them up and with my obvious masculine charm and get them on the show.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this since? I was reading your bio and I was going to bring it, but...
Since I was a little drag baby. Like 15 years, maybe?
With big hair.
A little drag baby, a little drag princess. And then I'm a big drag queen now.
But, I mean, and you know, forgive me because I don't know anything about it. I mean, but when you were a little boy,
When I was just a little drag baby boy, yeah.
Right. I mean, did you always dress in women's clothing?
No.
When did it start?
I was a legitimate actor and musical theater person, and I lived in the Bay Area, and I moved to Portland.
Okay.
And I said, there's a show that's like La Cage aux Folles, the Broadway show.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I auditioned for it, and you had to audition in heels, and I'm really good in heels. I was like born to wear heels, and I did it. I got cast, and I asked them, "What's my part? What's the name of the show?" And the show, they're like, "It doesn't really have a name." And I was like, "Okay." And they said, "What you do is you lip sync. We'll give you a name. We'll create a character for you. Lip sync, and the audience will love you." And I was like,
"The audience will
I dress up as a girl, and I don't sing real songs. I just lip sync songs,
right?
And people pay for that.
They do."
And they said, "Yeah." And I said, I don't think that's for me. Honestly, I'm a legit actor.
Right.
And they said, here's how much we'll pay you a week. And I was like, I think that I can do this.
Exactly.
Money
talks.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
I'm still waiting for that offer myself. I haven't gotten any offers for that. But but that's great. I mean, so you were in La Cage aux Folles, the play there, right?
It was a huge drag show. It was in a nightclub.
Oh, okay. So it was like La Cage aux Folles. It wasn't actually La Cage aux Folles.
Yeah.
So was that Sasha Scarlett or was that there another character starting off?
My very first character was called Jasmine. And then there was a hooker in Portland. It was in Portland. Named Jasmine. And they're like, you can't be called Jasmine.
No, this is the wrong
and
Jasmine.
And I was like, what's my name then? And so the head of the show, her name is Darcelle, and she now has the longest running drag show in the nation, almost 50 years.
Wow.
With her as the host.
50 years?
50 years. She's a billion years old. She's like Paleolithic. And she...
still dresses in drag?
Me. Yes. Oh, yeah. She does. In a wheelchair. Great. No, she's not that bad. And she named me Sasha, and about a year later, we added Scarlett to it.
Because I hate to tell you, but there's also a hooker in Portland named Sasha too.
I'm sure there's a few.
So you know. Yeah. And I was telling you, actually, I Clownly Monroe's been on our show before.
But have you ever seen me quiet for so long?
Never.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Oh my God, I'm like stupefied.
But we say it's her birthday, and it is a birthday. It's Clownly Monroe's birthday. Obviously,
it's my first birthday.
Monica, I don't know if I should say your real name, but has been around before. There was a Monica before, and then last year at the CIA on May 1st, 2013.
No, that was in August. My first thing that
You've
I did
You've only been clowning for a year?
Yes. 1 year.
Oh, that's fabulous. You've done brilliantly.
She commits to the character. So you said, wait, so May 1st, I thought May 1st was the first Clown of Lemon Row.
No, that was in August. It just developed over time. Like, the first thing I did was a charity thing. I went for some kids to...
like real kids? Children?
Yeah.
I went, oh, yeah. Scary, huh?
I love children. You're telling me.
I love to drown them. No, I like them.
You know, I've grown fonder and fonder of children as I do this because they weren't really my thing either, but it's just they're just little people and they're
some of them are creatures
like anybody, you know. Some people are great and some people aren't.
Hey, Clown, can you put the mic a little closer to you?
It's nice to be I said.
Yeah. No, so we had Clown.
Kids actually love me. I have an event.
We have
First Fridays in Long Beach, and little kids are so much like more cool and open to people.
Yeah.
And they'll say things like, "Are you a man?" And I'll be like, "Yes." Mm-hmm. And they'll go, "But you're real pretty." And I'll go, "Thank you." And they go, "Why do you do that?" I said, "Because I like to." And they're like, "Okay." And they just go. You know, they don't really question it beyond that.
I can tell you one thing. My daughter Sugar is watching this right now. I'm sure that she loves it.
Nice.
Yes.
She loves.
Sugar and I are going to get
she
pedicures.
She loves.
Exactly. So, I mean, those are good questions, and those are great answers too. And it's like, okay, that's that.
Yeah.
But apparently, when you're an adult, you know the Donald Sterlings and the asses in the world.
Yeah.
Not everybody has that attitude. I'm sure everybody clowns have a little bit of.
Aren't people scared of clowns?
Some people are.
Some people are very scared of me.
I watched the John Wayne Gacy.
Oh yeah, that's scary.
And they said that you can't do pointed eyebrows because it's scary.
Well, Marilyn Monroe's eyebrows were kind of pointy
at first.
They were pointy.
These are soft
but
and pretty.
Scary clowns will do real points,
triangle
eyebrows.
I posted pictures.
Clown suits.
Go ahead. Yeah, you were saying clown suits.
I wore his clown suits. John Wayne.
You did?
I did.
Tell me, for like five minutes. Tell me about that. Now, how did that come about?
I was transporting them for my friend Arthur that had moved to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he had me pick them up at his lawyer's office, and I had to mail them to him. And
you decided to put them on?
Of course, yes.
They're a little big for you, right?
They were, but...
Ew, that's kind of macabre.
They would fit me, but I don't know. That might be a little...
It was creepalicious.
Did you see any of his art that he used to
yes,
do?
Yes, I also his transported that.
You did?
Yes, I did. And I had to sell some.
That's creepy.
It is very creepy.
How did the clown outfit smell? I mean, was it like...
Oh, stop.
I don't know.
That's like when I give my girlfriend's panties at the store, I sometimes try them on.
There was some blood on it.
There was?
A little bit.
Did he kill people in his clothes? In his clown thing?
Apparently he did.
I think he did.
Well, was this pre-clownolin or post-clownolin? This is before...
It was 10 years ago, yeah.
So basically that might have been the impetus that... got
that
you into this.
Is the day lightning struck?
No.
Maybe John Wayne Gacy. No,
no,
okay.
Absolutely not.
So you did this in spite of having done that?
Well, I mean, curiosity killed the cat, right? I had to try those things on and see how creepy it was.
Pretty creepy.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Did you go in the mirror?
No, we took a picture, but I don't know where it is now.
That's a good thing. Yeah, 10 years ago, they didn't have Instagram. That would have been quite a picture. That's me and John Wayne Gacy's.
Yeah, that's quite a selfie.
That's me and John Wayne Gacy's outfit. But so you go panty shopping with your girlfriend?
No, sometimes they want me to pick things up for them. And
I would imagine. Yeah.
Off the floor?
I try them on occasion because, they don't know. They're not home.
Exactly. Because the thing is, with me, when I go out with girls, the girls... especially, they're the ones with the style. They're the ones that make me over. They're the ones that tell me what to wear.
You don't need to be made over.
Oh, thank you.
You're hot.
I appreciate that. Josie,
how did you get the name Dark Mark?
Is that unanimous?
Yeah, Josie, come on. Yeah. Stretch the imagination.
Okay, well, I have another call. Let me tell you about the Dark Mark real quick.
Yeah.
I'm the goth comedian, and my name is Mark White. And then I was actually with Josie, and we were hanging out with our friend Sin Fisted. And Sin Fisted is a contortionist. She's been on the show a few times. And she actually... She actually named me Dark Mark, and she actually posted our pictures on Twitter. It's like, that's me and Dark Mark. I was like, perfect.
Ah.
Yeah, so we have a caller. Caller.
It's me again.
Hi, Kiki.
Kiki.
Kiki has the number
just,
down.
Reminded me of something when you were talking about
John Wayne Gacy.
Why, like, little kids coming up to you and asking you why you do what you do.
Sasha doesn't have headphones, but the question is, okay.
What's the question?
No, it's not a question. It's just, I think it's funny how you can just say, oh, I just do it for fun. And they're like, oh, okay, well, okay then, you know, and they're fine after that.
Kids don't judge. They just, you answer their questions. It's like, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that they, it's based on, you know, how old they are and what they can understand, of course. But I think kids are pretty accepting. And as long as it's pretty matter of fact and straightforward, they get it. And they don't judge. I think that they're in their own little fantasy worlds. They're Batman and Superman and Rainbow Bright or whoever.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right.
That's the Clown.
So
Clown, I think, like Rainbow Bright. So.
I love Rainbow Bright.
I do,
I'll
too.
Bet you do. I think we're all into the Rainbow Bright.
We need to bring her back.
Well, I mean, if there's...
Does she go somewhere?
But, I mean, you know, like...
If there's bronies, there's got to be there's gotta be an audience for Rainbow Bright.
Bronies. They call themselves bronies.
Oh, I got to have a brony.
What's
on the
that?
Show. Hook me up with a brony. Bronies are people
Rainbow Bright
Pony.
Lover?
No, they're grown men who like My Little Pony and fetishize it.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah. Only wears brony underpants.
Oh,
a guy.
My.
It was a brony
underpants. Brony underpants. I didn't know that. He's like, what's a brony? What's a brony underpants?
Is he a clopper or is he just a regular brony? Clopper gets sexually excited from My Little Pony.
Oh, I think he's a clopper.
Oh,
he's a
clopper.
And then there's people that just, and I kind of understand that on a sexual level.
You hot from My Little Pony?
Not me, but I can see how people get hot from weird things. You know, I've masturbated to weird things myself,
like
Josie and Clownland. But I can understand.
Well,
like
that's
a weird. It's a weird thing. But
what's the weirdest thing you've ever masturbated to?
Me?
Yeah,
that's a good question. Hold on. I've masturbated cartoons, okay.
Some of those anime cartoons.
No, like heavy metal.
Gnarly.
But the ones with the tentacles. But I'm not even talking like heavy metal.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
There's a whole tentacle fetish thing.
I had a whole reason.
Tentacles?
Probably. I think I'm, when I first started masturbating, you know, it's funny you should ask that, because that's, I'll have to bookmark that, but.
You know what it is. You don't want to say it.
Because I masturbate, because a lot of people, they masturbate to porn and things like that. I masturbate to, like, Lifetime movies. So
sometimes I'm crying.
I don't like to see, like, you know, just dicks pounding into pussies. I like to sort of a story, and I like to look at a woman's body. So
nice.
I've looked at, I mean, I don't know.
Look at her face.
Cheerleader killer movies as high school moms gone mad. Those ones? That's weird.
But I look at, like,
I like it. What do you masturbate to? What's your worst? What's the thing that you masturbated that's weirdest?
I just said tentacles.
Tentacles?
Do explain, Josie.
Tentacles.
You haven't seen the anime?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the tentacles anime? Okay.
Yeah. Like the Kraken.
Well,
oh, it's pretty wild.
Sushi means sex.
Can you hear without these horrible things?
That's true.
But, yeah, well, you're not going to be able to hear Kiki, but, Clown, what's the weirdest thing you've masturbated to? Everybody wants to know.
I don't do such things.
Okay. Now, Sasha,
she masturbates to unicorns.
Yeah, you masturbate to unicorns and rainbows.
With rainbows and...
Sasha, since you asked the question, that's a good one. What's the weirdest thing you've masturbated to?
Baked goods.
Baked goods? Really?
Baked goods.
No.
Oh, you're a foodie.
I'll just leave that where it is.
Cake?
You like food porn.
She stuck it in the apple
cronuts.
Pie.
Cronuts.
Cronuts.
You know what?
I saw cronuts on Good Morning America, and they made me hot.
You know what? I'll be honest. I think I know
that's
the
weird,
answer. I think I know the answer to the question is I masturbated quite a lot to women's backs for some reason.
Women's backs?
Yeah, like a sex scene where you don't really see anything, but you see their back, but you know they're kind of fucking.
He likes the dog style,
yeah.
I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's how I prefer it.
Right, right.
Yeah. Right in the back of the wig.
Exactly.
Right? A handful of wig.
Yeah. It's like a pigeon pooping on you.
Kiki, I appreciate you calling back. Kiki, what's the weirdest thing
you... Oh, someone's still on the line?
Kiki, what's the weirdest thing you masturbated to since we're all...
we got to hear this one, Kiki.
Horror movies?
What kind of horror movies? Please continue, because we've all done that.
I don't know. It's just something about, like, a knife to your throat. I don't know.
Really? Kiki, wow. We gotta talk to Kiki. Like Friday the 13th would have the knife in the throat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mindy, you got to get this discussion. What's the weirdest thing you... This is our producer, Mindy. What's the weirdest thing you masturbate to?
Oh, man. I watch a lot of porn.
What's the weirdest thing you masturbate to?
You watch porn?
Everybody masturbates to porn.
Oh, yeah. I'm a weirdo. I'm sorry.
But what's the weirdest porn you masturbate to?
Maybe because I'm a chubby chaser, and then, like...
Are you really? Now you tell me.
Chubby girls peeing in their panties.
Oh, I thought you were chubby guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, can I tell you the weirdest place I ever masturbated?
Unless you're doing it now, I don't know. What was
the weirdest
place?
I once masturbated while delivering a pizza.
Mindy Buds masturbated while delivering a pizza.
Oh,
and the guy in the booth here says that's awesome. Okay. I think there might be some Pizza Hut later on tonight for these two.
Maybe. Probably more like Little Caesars.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good to masturbate to. It's a whole pan pizza. I understand how it goes. Kiki?
I can't hear it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you go, but I appreciate you calling us. Call us anytime, okay?
Bye, Kiki.
Wait, Kiki's got to talk.
In a karaoke bar.
Okay, tell us about clowning in the karaoke bar.
No, me, like, I'm starting to be a clown myself, and I just go out there and
I inspired
full white face just like Clownolin.
Oh, okay.
I do my own little quirks every now and then, and I'm always getting people coming up asking me, can I ask you a question? It's probably a weird one, and you probably have never heard it, but why do you do this? I'm like,
and what's the answer?
Fun.
Yeah.
That's it. And, you know, that's when they're like, oh, well, all right, you got all the right answers then.
Now there's a group of clowns in.
You started your old cult
in Nashville. That
are you in Nashville, Kiki?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Tennessee.
Nashville.
So she lives in Nashville, and she dresses up like a clown and does karaoke.
Her and her friends go out all dressed like clowns now. Because okay. It's me,
Kiki. I've got another caller. Kiki, I've got another caller. I'm visualizing you in a clown outfit. Singing the honky tonk padonka
dong. Send us a picture.
Please send us a picture. We'll put
make
it on the website.
Make it a naughty clown picture.
We never get calls. We got another caller, Kiki. Thanks for joining us again, okay? Wow, you two have driven some real interesting
show.
We
made the board light up.
Yes. The board's lighting up. Oh, okay, you got another call through? Hello, caller. I feel like a real radio host. Hello, caller.
I know. Caller 3.
Los Angeles, California. Hello. Come on, caller.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this? I think I know from the look on Clownolin's face who this might be.
Is it
Hi. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Something. Breathe heavy.
Is this Sugar?
It's Sugar.
Yes, this is Sugar.
I know. This is Clownolin's daughter is on the phone.
Sugar, hi.
Sugar, Sasha says hi.
Did he call to talk to Sasha?
Yes, I heard pedicures.
Oh. Not just pedicures. We got to get mani pedis, right?
Nanny pedis.
Nanny pedis.
Mani pedis. Oh, mani pedis. I thought you said nanny pedis.
No,
I thought,
not nanny.
I thought you were offering a babysit for a Clownolin. I didn't know what was going on.
I'm serious, Sugar. I'll take you. We'll go get mani pedis and I'll treat.
Yay!
And I'll make you have really big hair and too much makeup, and you look so cute.
Wait, Mom does that already.
Yeah, Mom does that already.
Oh, my God.
So we'll dress down and we'll be boys. Seriously, I'll take you. Seriously, that's my commitment to you today.
I'd take her up on it, Sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Good night, Mama.
We love you.
It's nice to meet you.
We love you, Sugar.
Bye.
Josie's not saying anything, but the rest of us love you. And bye, Sugar.
Bye.
So,
how old is Sugar?
She's 11.
That's the perfect mani-pedi age.
She's awesome. No, she loves to go.
You see how excited she was when you offered to mani-pedi.
It's either mani-pedi at that point or flannel and Birkenstocks.
Exactly.
I guess that's the crossroads right there.
She's definitely very girly, and I'm very glad. I do not want to push your daughter.
This will be the time to tell my story about being my first mani-pedi, but I'll say
you have a mani-pedi?
No.
Have you ever done drag?
No, I haven't.
No?
I should, though.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. I think that we should do that on the air.
I do it on the
air. Why don't you dress them up?
I will.
We'll have you back. Maybe for your birthday show, we'll have to do that.
Will you come back for my birthday?
I would be honored to come back for your birthday.
Okay. No, you're going to dress him in drag.
I'll dress in drag.
That's a promise.
I just want to help you talk.
No, I'll bet you don't. this leads me to my next question now.
Yes.
As Josie knows, because she's none of the above, there's three types of people that find me attractive, which is gay men, black women, and really old women. Now, why do men...
And clowns,
too. There's one clown. But there's
a clown.
Why am I irresistible to men, and with women I'm hit and miss? I don't get it. Because you talk about chubby pants.
I'm asking you. They all thought that you were dressed very well.
But here's the other thing. You were Ms. Gay Pride, San Diego, Portland, Las Vegas, but you have a girlfriend.
I don't have any friend right now. Okay. I'm single at the moment.
Okay, but so you...
Yes, but I'm eyeing her breasts. Josie's breasts are
proud. You and me both.
I know, they're nice.
They're worth every penny. But actually, these are the two of the best...
She has a nice rack, too, but yeah. I want to say that because Sugar's listening.
Nice rack. Yeah. Well, Sugar knows I have a nice rack.
Yes.
$10,000.
There's a
bumper sticker.
There's a lot of good doctors here around L.A., yeah. But you're bisexual, I'm assuming.
If you buy me, I'll have sex. No. I don't believe in labels. I believe labels are for jars.
Okay.
And I think that you are with whom you were with, and if it's great and it's mutual, go for it.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
But
and back to your question, why gay men think you're attractive and irresistible?
Yes. I'm a bear. I understand that.
That's all right. It's not about bear or not being bear. I think that you just have a charisma. Yeah. You're like a walking sexual pork chop.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that one down.
I think it's more like a pork chop.
Colin, I love that one. What do you think?
Well, I just think that you're always very... nicely dressed, and you're very neat and clean and gentlemanly, and they love it.
Yes.
I think they think you've got a big dick.
You're always sweet to me.
Yeah. Exactly. I haven't been always sweet to you. I don't know if you know. Clannon and I have been on a couple of dates.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So we there's a history there. And,
he's very sweet.
But see, I don't think gay men care as much if you're polished as much as women do.
And actually, we went out on our first date.
Maybe women think you're gay.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, and because you're so polished and you're so slick. Right. And
I'm not that slick. I don't think I'm that slick.
When you got in the elevators, I let you walk in front of me.
Yes.
And I noticed in my business, we call that cake.
You got a lot of cake.
You got a big ass, and men like that.
Okay.
Men like that.
Women don't.
Well, that's
women,
good eating cake. I would imagine. I'm not saying I'm going to eat it, but I'm saying it looks like some devil's food cake. Either that angel food because it's got a hole. I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
I took Clownland out on Clownentine's Day, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we went to Jumbo's Clown Room.
No, but
there's a place
first,
called that?
First,
yeah.
You've
never heard of Jumbo's Clown Room?
No.
Oh, tell her about Jumbo's Clown Room.
Well, first I did a show at that...
Antebellum Gallery.
Which is a homoerotic museum.
Right, so that's
art gallery.
That's where I met her. It was
the homoerotic
museum, the Antebellum Gallery on La Brea. Is it
on Las Palmas?
You're going to meet. That's a place to meet.
Yeah.
And then we went to Jumbo's Clown Room. I think didn't we eat?
What a night!
What does Jumbo's Clown Room serve?
Strippers.
Here's what happened. She was doing a burlesque show at a homoerotic gallery.
Yes.
So she was there were two women. There were two women there, and I knew she was a woman because about 5 minutes into the date, she got naked.
Ah.
I saw her naked.
Yeah.
Except for the clown. Show the clown boots so everybody can see it to the camera.
Except for the clown boots?
Yeah, the clown boots. You want to,
The clown verse?
Yeah, the clown verse, yeah. So we got to, everybody's, wow, look at the flexibility. Verse. Yes. So she was naked, and her body is like a work of art. I was like, the blood rushed to my penis so fast.
Wow, you had to go there.
I'm amazed I didn't pass out. See. But I was the only guy in there because they were all looking at me.
Oh,
they were all checking me out.
That homoerotic art people.
So all these guys were coming up to me, and they're like, "Hi, hey, I love your suit."
I'm like,
I love your cake.
I want a slice of cake.
They
I love your
the
cake.
Suit.
And I was like, hey, see the clown with the vagina? I'm with her. Yeah. So it was really weird. But then we went, Jumbo's Clown Room is a strip club.
What's funny is they thought I was a queen when they originally started asking me to come.
I can't believe that.
There.
Not because you're masculine, because you're just like.
Well, yeah, because it's so much. Yeah.
Here's what I'm getting at, Sasha. I was telling her that night, the scene that you're in, the whole gay cabaret scene, she would kill there.
She would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's
I don't always perform in gay clubs. 75% of my performances are in straight clubs.
Okay.
So that's my specialty. In fact, I just hosted an event at the biggest swingers club in Los Angeles last Friday.
And biggest swingers club in Los Angeles?
It's called Club Joy. You don't know that. You'll have to come be my guest. We're there the final Friday, and we knock it out of the ballpark because it's different. It's fun.
we bring burlesque, so I'd love to have you be a guest. We have go-go girls. Yes. And, you know, all these straight couples are like stuck on the wall, scared to talk to each other. Right. And my job is to kind of break the ice between them and have fun. And if there's nothing else, I'm loose. Ooh, that came out wrong.
Well, that's definitely the place to be.
Nobody boxes you in, so you can
go.
When
you go to a gay club, they're like, seen it. Right. Or they clock you or whatever.
Right.
Straight clubs, you're novel.
Right. Do you bring your background dancers to your backup dancers to the swingers club?
Always,
yeah. So you're like Shaft. You got like a whole orchestra that follows you behind you.
I do.
Yeah.
When you have no talent, have an act.
Right. Mm-hmm. You have talent. Will you stop it? So you were a runner-up at Miss Gay Pride Universe, was that? Miss Gay
Universe.
So that was that from Portland?
That's the first loser is the first runner-up, but...
Yep.
Yeah.
No,
stop it. First off, the fact that you were Miss Gay Pride in Las Vegas.
I was three-time Miss Las Vegas Gay Pride.
There's a lot of competition there. I know.
There's a lot of competition.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's where... Did you beat, like, Kenny Tarr and all those guys?
Yeah.
You beat them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they still competed.
Yeah.
Kenny
Tarr has been doing the Joan Rivers thing for like forever. Like,
I don't know who Kenny Tarr is.
He headlines like Riviera.
He passed.
Oh, did he? I'm sorry.
Just his last year. No.
The mortification of losing to you, is that what happened?
I'm sure that's not it. And actually, right now I'm running for Miss Long Beach Gay Pride.
Okay.
What is that?
We announced a week ago, and we have until not this coming Saturday, but a week from the Saturday, May 10th.
It's the same day as my birthday party.
Ooh.
You're having a whole birthday month.
Now that you're segueing into that, why don't you tell us about that birthday party, which I'll be performing, doing G-rated material, which is very rare for me.
Yes, because there's kids allowed there. And it's going to be Clownalyn Monroe Day on May 18th from noon to 3 o'clock. I was kidnapped as a child, and the guy was taking me to Mexico from Dayton, Ohio, and he had gotten to West Palm Beach, and he had some woman holding me hostage, and I escaped from him like 2 months into it. And so this is a fundraiser for a task force against human trafficking. And they go and save children and let them see the sun again. And it's really, like, important to me. And tickets are $100, all you can eat, all you can drink, sexy sword-swallowing clown, a couple of funny guys.
Yes.
I'm doing a magic show with Captain Von Krapp and his...
I don't know Captain Von Krapp.
His Cyclops friend. And... yeah, there's just going to be so much amazing. There's going to be a sexy DJ.
Well, kids are in for $30.
Kids are in for $30, and the adults is $100. All you can eat, all you can drink for 3 hours, and it's a Sunday afternoon brunch from noon to 3 o'clock. And
I took Josie for a couple hours. It was $100 for drinks.
There's going to be a lot of... if you don't drink, we can let you in for a little bit less. You know, we'll make deals at the
door. Or just make the donation. It's a good cause.
It's a good cause. It's a
very good cause. You can buy tickets by calling me and...
You're not giving out your number, are you?
And you can find me at facebook.com.
That's such a better idea. There's
ways to get in touch with me.
I know. That's how I met you, was on Facebook.
Or you could buy tickets at the Tin Horn Flats, where it's going to be on Yucca and Highland in Hollywood. They have tickets there for sale. Or you could just buy your tickets at the door.
There you go.
Is that in the Hollywood Highland Center?
Cowboy bar, like across the street from the Hollywood and Highland Center.
Oh, okay.
And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
They have a mechanical bull there?
They don't, but they have like...
I'll be there. So.
They have chandeliers made of antlers.
What are you offering, rides?
I'll ride you for a dollar.
You know what? If you donate $100 to this cause, I will buck you. I will try to buck you if you want to. Put a saddle on me. I will do whatever I can to help the children.
Pony rides.
Nice. Yeah. Pony rides.
Yeah, and that's right around there. Yeah, that's not so far from your house, so... Who knows what will happen? What kind of bonking?
But
you'll be with Sugar, so I don't want to talk like that. Yeah. Anyway, so
do you wear a bit in your mouth? But I see ponies just have a bit.
Yeah, you can put a bit on my. I have. Ooh. Yeah, I think I do have a bit at home. So.
Somebody bring a saddle for Dark Mark.
Yes,
I'm gonna be our bull.
I've seen pictures of you with a bit in your
That'd
mouth.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was for the Chicago.
You play pony games.
Kink Museum.
No, we're trying to get somebody. Actually, if either one of you know, seriously, we're trying to get like somebody that plays pony games for her birthday show. If you know anybody that's into that or anybody that's watching or listening, she wants to ride a pony. If you are into pony, you put a tail and a bit and you want. I mean, I'm going to have to do it if you don't. I'm going to have to do it if you don't. But if you are into pony playing, go to darkmarkshow.com. Contact me, Mark, at darkmarkshow.com, or call us at 1-800-893-9562. You will get on the show. You can plug whatever you want, but Josie's going to put a saddle on you and ride you. How about that?
Nice.
And I know people. If you want.
I know people.
Right.
You're going to be here too.
I am. Yeah. And you know, I also work with Sanctuary, which is the biggest dungeon in Los Angeles. Have you been to Sanctuary?
Yeah, we know Sanctuary. Yeah. Absolutely.
And DomCon is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So
And funny you should mention that because Orpheus will be on your birthday show. That's all I'm going to say.
Yay.
That's
when is
all
that?
I'm going to say.
It's May 15th through 18th.
Mm. Oh, DomCon, okay.
DomCon, it's
the same weekend. Gay Pride, DomCon,
DomCon,
Lemon Row Day,
LAX.
What a weekend we could have.
Right. Yeah. What I think is it would be a day if we went to your event during the day, all you can eat, all you can drink, take the metro down to DomCon.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
That's a day and a night.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we got a plan there.
That would be great.
On May 18th, I'm hosting the Gay Pride Parade for Long Beach, the third biggest Pride Parade in the nation, 250,000 people.
250,000?
Yeah, 250,000 people.
Yeah,
my closest friends.
When is that?
May 18th, Sunday, May 18th.
Okay.
It starts about 11.
What kind of entertainment are they going to have?
So that's the Pride Parade. So the festival begins Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and they have an amazing lineup. There's so many great acts. Queen Latifah opened last year. They just announced the entertainment for this year.
I watched Blondie at one of the Gay Prides in West Hollywood. It was awesome.
The last time I hosted Long Beach, Pat Benatar, Chaka Khan, Jefferson Starship, some really amazing
acts. You can't beat that. Yeah. So how did you end up in Long Beach?
So I made some changes. You know, I've been in Portland and Seattle the last 7 or 8 years and decided that I needed a new adventure. And so I came down just 3 months ago. So.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Welcome to the LBC.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you performing full-time or do you have a day job?
I have a day job. So my day job is I produce sex-positive events and I do marketing for alternative lifestyle kind of companies.
Sex-positive events?
Sex-positive events.
What's that all about?
So sex-positive events, like a swingers event. We also do the Portland, Seattle, and we're doing a Los Angeles
erotic.
Look
who's getting naked.
Yeah, the rack got out. Sorry, I got distracted for
all
a second.
All of a sudden,
The rack came out.
Yeah,
Jesus,
Jolie's hot, too.
Oh,
wait.
Uh-oh.
It's the battle of the breasts.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't compete.
You don't have to. Look at what you're wearing.
Yeah, no, you can compete. Trust me. You're fabulous. So
winning.
You were saying
who taught you to talk when you had to, do you just start doing it on your own?
Yeah, I was in Las Vegas and there was a drag queen there by the name of Gio and he was the funniest, most profane, mean queen I've ever seen in my life. And he would just go, take a microphone, we're going to go co-host. And he would just destroy you on stage. And afterwards he'd be like, well, you better buck up. So one night I just my inner Sasha burst forth and I laid him out and ever since it's been like going forward, you know.
When did you live in San Diego?
I was in San Diego in 2005.
Right. So what brought you there?
I worked for a radio station and the station group was in San Diego and then they transferred me to the station group that they had in Portland.
Oh, okay. So you've been in radios?
I have been in radio. I used to be at the mid-afternoon show in San Diego. Blaze 98.9.
You got that radio voice. Yeah. Hello
there. Me and Big Booty Elsa.
Yeah.
Big Booty Elsa.
Yeah, that was Big Booty Elsa. She was awesome. Yeah. So
what did you get nominated for the Emmy for?
I was nominated for Best Non-News Performance for Fox TV. I did their annual New Year's Eve show, and I did the most scandalous moments of that year. And I was nominated. Yeah.
On Fox? Because they're so conservative.
On Fox, I know. Exactly. So you think so conservative. Wow. But
so was that? Oh, that's Nestor. These are the guys from the next show. They're coming
on. Okay. Yeah. Look at your boobs. They heard the word boobs.
Yeah,
there's always people floating around
that's
here.
That's good. I like it.
But yeah, it's just one show comes out the other. Because this is the comedy night. There's four comedians that do shows here at Skid Row Studios. Three are on Thursday night.
Nice.
So
And Ginger Lynn, though.
Go to bed.
Well, no, Ginger Lynn's got a sex show. She's actually.
Right.
She's a porn star.
There's three
former porn star.
She's on earlier.
There's four stand up comedians.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 20 shows here, but there's four stand-up comedians.
I know. But,
me, Nestor, today. Berger, and...
But there's sit-down comedians in this room.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I'm actually funny, Josie. And by the way, my one-man show is coming in June.
I can't think of it as anything but a pork chop mixed with cake.
Well, there you go. I got the applesauce. Come on over. But,
that's funny.
Yes. I come up with one every now and then. Yeah. So what's the future for Sasha Scarlett? Where are we going now?
On my plan is I want to become Miss Long Beach Gay Pride. That's my first step. And
what about Queen of the Universe?
I'm already that in my mind.
Yeah. But they have that contest. Yeah,
they do.
I've been to it. It was amazing.
Yeah. And they have Showgirl of the Universe in Hawaii. And I sit on a couple of national pageant boards of directors. But, you know, I've had people encourage me to do RuPaul's Drag Race. But I think that I'm on a different path than that. I want to do my own thing. And, you know,
You want to be RuPaul. You don't want to be on her show.
No, I want to be my own thing. I don't want to be that. You know, I just want to be
bigger.
Yeah, and for me, it's about being able to communicate with people and talk to people in a different way.
Right.
And I don't want to work in drag clubs. I've done that for a long time. And you know, when you win that, even or if you are on that show, all you do is more of that.
Yeah.
Okay. You just get more of another $100 a night. So you know, I want
to be more of a feature then.
Yeah, I want to be something different than that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna find my own path, whatever that is, and I think that I'm here for a purpose, and we'll see.
Well, I think you are.
I think you're fantastic.
Because,
I was
going to say,
between
the two of you, I don't know who's the queen of the universe. Because,
well, I'm not a queen, though.
Yeah.
I'm a diva.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly are. And,
she has a lovely vagina.
I noticed that. Yeah.
I have a lovely vagina, too.
Yeah. I did that thing.
What? I've seen your vagina a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is more than that, but I don't want to get into it. But it's
there's more than that.
It's a lovely vagina. Yeah.
Usually, when people talk about my vagina, they say there's more than that.
Sugar's listening. I don't want to talk about Glowin's
vagina.
Sugar,
cover your ears.
Yes. Sugar, yeah, because anyway, but Glowin, seriously, I'm telling you, there's a whole circuit out there waiting for you.
Russ is here.
Oh, Russ just arrived.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, you want to get Russ somebody?
Where is he?
Yeah. Mindy, you want to have somebody get Russ or Danger Russ from Be Real TV?
He's downstairs?
He's downstairs.
All right. Yeah. We'll get him.
Okay, so Danger Russ is coming.
Nice.
For the last time.
You know, last time Clown Monroe was here, the same thing happened. We had two other clowns. Remember, they came about the same time.
Yeah,
but
they showed up.
One clown is
they went to the wrong
5 minutes.
They were probably intimidated.
I don't know. No. Trust me. One of the clowns is banned.
They were lost.
One of the clowns is already
stupid.
Banned from the show.
Exactly.
They're stupid funny clowns.
Well, no.
Ghoul Hectic is not banned. Loco Coco is banned.
Oh.
Banned?
Oh, why? What'd Loco banned? Coco do?
There's a whole thing with Hell's Bell.
Like 86?
A lot of things to a lot of people.
When you listen to
I tried to tell him.
I've got to go back to the archives. Is that what it is?
He doesn't. Yeah, you probably should. It's an interesting show.
We've had some situations here.
Sometimes he doesn't know what to do with his fingers, and he really should.
He's an attacker. He's very.
That's not cute.
Now the clown. This relieves me now, because when we were on the show before, you were saying that you there's a lot of clowns that think you're too sexy.
Oh yeah.
But have you had?
Oh, I got the craziest hate mail the other day.
Let's hear this.
Oh my God, it was this girl.
You just ask a big question.
I get that every day.
It was this girl, and I don't know who she was, but she hated me.
Oh, welcome to my world.
She was so
why
in Spanish, telling me off.
Pinche puta,
and
stuff like that.
She said no. She didn't use words like that. She used much bigger words, but she said I was
cabrona.
Mostly a prostituta, drogada, what else?
I think those are compliments. Maybe you're taking it wrong. Some of those emails, you can't get the tone.
That sounds like my dream girl. Right.
That I should stop.
You're a bitch.
I should stop.
Well, that's a puta. Puta's bitch, right?
Banging old men for money. And that I was like, what
and by the way, I have not given you any money, just so we're clear.
And we haven't.
Yeah, we haven't banged either.
You bastard.
So, you know, but I, you're not.
But thanks for reminding the audience. I was trying to make
you're not old, but yeah. No, but I do adore Mr. White.
Yes, I know. So,
but we all do.
No, no, no.
Josie, you adore me, right?
She was hating it, and I didn't know who she was, and right. I was blocked from finding her to see who the hell. And so my friend sent me some pictures. It was amazing, though. That's my first piece of real hate mail.
She didn't call you bruja or anything like that?
She called me a prostitute and a gold digger, and I should get a job.
Now, what prompted this?
I have no idea. I've never seen her before in my life. The picture of her, it's just, I have no idea.
I mean, how would she know that? I mean, not that
it
you do, but I mean, how would they?
To me all the time, women just get really upset, and I don't know why.
That's when you know you've made it. When people talk trash about you, you know you've made it.
I love it.
Now, when you were, but, I mean, I've
and
seen.
That's why I got such a thrill from it, because I was like,
you've got to
get
galvanized.
She hates me.
Now, when you're on Venice Beach in your clown bathing suit, do women get jealous? Do guys get crazy?
I did a bathing shoot for Vice magazine last week in my clown bathing suit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they did an article. They followed me. I went to the Long Beach Aquarium with a bunch of special people. And
special children.
Yes, they were having so much fun in the park. They kept poking me in the butt with the balloon swords that I made them, and they were like, hee hee. And they were getting such a thrill.
Like some of my friends.
I might be special because that sounds really tempting myself.
And then I had a party that this really sexy single Mexican mom that I had met in Venice Beach called me, and all her friends were sexy and single Mexican ladies, just like Vavoom ladies. And
these are the parties I never get invited to.
Yeah, it was awesome, and all the kids were like really cool. And of course, I covered up everything, and I was very G-rated. Are we done?
No, no, yeah. I don't know what that was, but
3 minutes.
We're almost done, but
wrapping it up.
And we had a great time, and they followed me there, and then they came back again and talked to me and did a photo shoot again, and then he came back one more time to interview me, and the article's coming out next week, I think.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, and that's all. Just yeah.
Anyway, I was going to go into how cute it is when you kiss a girl with a clown nose. But before we
go, is that cute?
Oh, it's adorable. I've got a picture of me. My nose is all smashed up because I was. Anyway, Sasha, where do people get a hold of you?
The best way is through Facebook at Miss Sasha Scarlett or through my website, sashascarlett.com. Scarlett has two T's.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Sasha, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
If you want to come on Josie's birthday party,
when
you're welcome.
When is your birthday?
That's May 22nd.
I will be here.
May 22nd.
May double twos.
3 weeks from now, I will remind you.
Right.
And Kalanowin, you know I adore you.
It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you ever so.
How do people get a hold of you
and
tell them about the show again?
Clownalyn Monroe Day is where it is on Facebook and at the Tin Horn Flats. And you can find me on Facebook under Clownalyn Monroe. And that's with I-C-L-O-W-N-A-L-Y-I-N Monroe.
Yes.
Yes.
And what you said.
And Josie Katz.
Just Google Josie, J-O-S-I, and Kat with a K, K-A-T, and you'll find my pages.
I bet you
and
will.
And come to my birthday and gay pride and everything else.
I'm all for that. I'm goth comedian on everything. And time for the Spank
Bye,
Train.
Bye, sugar. We love you.
Wait. Is it time for the Spank Train? This is going to be the most fabulous Spank Train in the world. Do you know about the Spank Train?
Oh, no.
Okay. Everybody spanks each other that way and then they spank each other this way.
Oh,
okay.
Heck.
Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week.
Oh, no.
Come on.